is. In the Mishnah it says, "Ve'ein mevorchin al haner ad sheyeusa loyrei." So one is not permitted to make a boyrei me'oyrei ha'eish ad sheyeusa loyrei, that until one can derive benefit from the oyr haner. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav lo yeusu yeusu mamish. It does not mean that bepoyel the mevorech is should be able to benefit from the oyr. It is sufficient if it is such a ner that if the mevorech would be standing close to the ner, he would be able to benefit from the ner, so he can make a boirei me'oirei ha'esh. V'afilu berichuk mokim. That means it's only a haloche in the ner. We need such a ner that it is theoretically possible to be nene from the snare, but bepoyel the mevorech does not have to be nene from the nair. V'chein, that's a shir in the nair. V'chein omar Rav Ashi berichuk mokim shaninu. That one can make the boirei me'oirei ha'esh afilu berichuk mokim. Meisvei hoisoloi nair temuna becheikoi. If a person was holding a nair and it was tomun becheikoi. Oy bepanes, we'll see a big machlekes arishayim what panes means, so we'll go further. Oy sherosh alheves loy nishtamish loyra, or he saw a shalheves, he saw a flame v'loy nishtamish loyra, but he was not mishtamish loyra. Oy nishtamish loyra, or he was nishtamish from the oyr haner v'loyra shalheves, he did not see a flame. Einei mevorech. So in all these four cases, aner tmuna, panes, rosh al heves, v'le nishtamish loyel, nishtamish loyel, v'le rosh al heves, eini mevorech. Ad sheyire shal heves v'yishtamish loyel. He has to see the shal heves and be mishtamish loyel. So bishloime mishtamish loyel, v'le rosh al heves, that case is mashkachas lo dekaimo bekeren zovis. That means the flame is around the corner. But he said, so he says, being blocked, but the oil from the flame, the oil from the flame is visible to him, so he could be nene, so that's called, leiro shall heves umishtamish loiro. But, a leiro shall heves v'loi nishtamish loiro, heichi mashkachas lo. Here the Baraisa says, this is also no good. Lav, the malchika. That means he sees the shall heves. But the shalheves is too far away from him that he should be able to be mishtamish loira. So we see klo, not like Rav Yehuda Marav and Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, loi ki goin da amya ve'ozlo. Da amya ve'ozlo, so the Meiri says pshat as follows. That he's far away from the nail. So by the time he would walk to the Nair would lessach oisaleri, he would not be able to be nene from the air. So that means as follows. They hold that even though he's far away, if he would go now to the Nair, he'd be able to be benefit from the Nair, so that is sufficient. So he can make the bracha far away. But if the Ner is Ma'am Yeva Ozlo, and by the time he would come to the Ner, it's unable to benefit from the Ner, so then he cannot make a brocha. Let us see Rashi. Lo Yehusu Mamish, Shafilu Loi Nene Mimenu, Afilu Bepoyel, he wasn't Nene, Mevorchen Olof, Umay Atche Yehusu, Atche Ye Oirei Roi Lihones Mimenu. It is Roi to be Nene, Lo'im dim somach lo'i, to those who are standing close to it. Boz mevorchin olav afilu orchoikim imenu, ubelvat sheyiruo, as long as they see the shalheves, even though they are not benefiting from the ner. Bepanis ba'ashoshis. So Rashi says, panis is an ashoshis, and Rashi and Amadalev told us an ashoshis is a lantern. So Rashi says, now let us see, so what is Rashi telling us? Oysa loy ner tmuna bepanis. You have a ner in a lantern. So lachayra, and a lantern is a keli that has glass walls that one can see through. And it says in the Beraise that one is not Yoitze. So the Rashba asks Akasha, how could that be? You have all milas. You have, it's Rosh al-Heves, u'mishtamish lo'ira. I'll say that since there's a glass wall in between, that's not called Rie. So he says that's not true. Because we learned before, in the third Perek, that Tzoya ba'ashoshes is Mutter, and Erve ba'ashoshes is Osa. Tzoya ba'ashoshes is Mutter, Bekisi Tali Rachmona, Vareya Mechuse. Erve ba'ashoshes is Osa, because it says, Lo yira b'cho ervas dovo, v'alei roye. So we see that what one sees through a glass wall, through a glass partition, that's called Riyah. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Rashba asks, if for some reason or other, the halacha is that a lantern is, even though that's not called Yoroye de Shalheves, so when the Gemara was looking for a case of Nene Mi'oiro Afal Pishein Eroya Shalheves, why did the Gemara have to tell a case of Karen Zovis, say, the case of Ashoshes. Ashoshes is, if that's not considered Royes Ashalheves, so it's Nene Mi'oiro, but it's not Royes the Shalheves. So Vaisto is that an Ashoshes is called Nene Mi'oiro, and Royes Ashalheves. It says Panis, so he says Panis is not an Ashoshes. Panis was a metal keli with a few holes in it, which wasn't Royes Ashalheves. That is Shitas HaRashba. So we have here a machloikis, the Rashba and Rashi. Rashi says an Ashoshes is also Osa. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, that an Ashoshes is Osa. The Bir Aloche has a tremendous Ariches, Advorim. The Bir Aloche wants to say that Lechatchila one should Zicha Bichayish for Shitas Rashi. Now what do we do with the kashas of the Rashba? There's Luchay HaYichocha from the Yerushalmi, not like the Rashba. But what do we do with the kashas of the Rashba? So he wants to say two Yesaidis. Yesaid Aleph, the Baraisa is telling us two halachas. Halacha Aleph is Hoysa Loi Ner Tmuna. That there's a psul of the Ner is Tamun. And what is the psul of Tamun? So he wants to say, because it has to be Dumye Dineiroi Shal Adam Harishin. B'shas, the Neir Harishin that Adam Harishin created was, it wasn't Tamun, it was Begoli. So Memele, there's a psul of Tamun. The first Tmuna Becheika is you don't see anything. Oy Bepanis is you see everything, but there's a psul of Tmuna. And then there's another Tutsiyurim. Oy Shero Shal Heves, it is not Tmuna. And the Rosh Alevis and Nishtamish Loila and Nishtamish Loila and Rosh Alevis. So the first two cases are speaking about the Psul of Tmuna. There's a Psul of Tmuna when you don't see anything. There's a Psul of Tmuna when you see everything. And then, when it's not Tmuna, there you have to be Rosh Hashalevis and Nishtamish Loila. So Melis Farem for the second Kasha. The Rashba asked when the Gemara was looking for a Tzir of Loi Rosh Hashalevis and Nishtamish Loila, why didn't the Gemara say Ashoshes? So he says, Rakert, that's a psul of Tmune. The Tana wants to tell Safilo when it's not Tomun, there's also a psul of Leiro Ashaleves and Mishtamish Leiro. So the only case that is Shayech is by Keren Zovis. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that Lechatchila one should not be Mishtamish. Well, one should not be mavdul on a shoshes, and that what it says in Dachnun Gimel that they were mavdul on a shoshes. Shoshes, shoshes, the lekas velechas kolayim kulam aitzoy shabbos mabochen elal. You take it out of the lantern b'shas. You make the broche. So God, it's very interesting. They say over Rab Chaim Moshe used to make a boire meire eish on an electric bulb. L'chayre, it seems. Wanted to show that he holds it's an Eish Mamish, the filament, but L'chayre, Yevde the Chesoran of Ashoshes, which L'chayre is not a L'chatchiladike Havdolah. I saw something very interesting in the Teferes Yisrael in the Goyim. Teferes Yisrael in the Goyim clears a shayla that by the Goyim that it has to be lamara einei a koyin. What if the koyin is wearing glasses? If that's called lamara einei a koyin. So he brings up a lot of rayas that's called mara einei a koyin. And one of the rayas is from the Rashba. He brings the raya. The Rashba holds that what? That if it was shoshis, that's called rie. That's called, he saw it, so memele, who adin, that glasses are also called rie. That's what he wants to say. Dachsachmir, als imishim ho, lucheredes almeirede kechilik. The Rashba is speaking about when a glass is not obstructing the view of the person. So the Rashba holds, that's called rie. Here, could be by Mara Negoim or by any other thing that one needs Riyah, one has to be able to see with his own eyes. If the glasses are helping him, that means this is a Riyah that is not through his Einayim. It's a Riyah that the lenses are creating the Riyah. This is a new Shaila. You don't have a Riyah to the Rashba. Perhaps a raya is, perhaps a similar raya, the berhetev in Takpei Tes, Sivkot Nalov says a person who has difficulties in hearing, if he takes something that's daimet achatzaitzres and puts it by his ear, that's also good. So he said, even though the ear alone is not sufficient alone to be able to hear the koil, he's using something else, that lechair is a raya that, even though the organs are lokoi, and you're using a Zaitike Indian to help you, that's also called Shmiyeh. So maybe that's called Riyah also, but Lechayre, als the Etzem Raya, what given amokim lechalek between glasses and the case of the Rashba by, was by Shoshis. Tonu Rabono, Gecholim Leichashois Mevolchin Aleyah. There are Gecholim Leichashois, and this is a machlekes harishainim, according to Rav Rishainim, the Shitas Rash in Rosh, these gecholim, you are madlik lahoyer, because if you are madlik lahoyer, it's tamzei posel. According to the Shitas Haraivet, which you don't paskin like the Haraivet, even though they were nidlak for another purpose also, there's also no chesorim of to make a bayrim yoreish. Gecholim loichashois mevorchen aleihem. Oime mois ein mevolchen aleihem. Heichi domi loichashois. Amar avchizde kol sheilu machnis l'seicham kisem v'doylekes meyeleho. So one can make a brocha. Iboy ilahu. Oime mois oime mois. How is that? Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Toshma da omar avchizde baravdimi arozim leimamu began alekim. The Rava Omar with a nine. The Rava Omar Yausu Mamish. Rava holds that it is not sufficient that it's biyodai to be mishtamish boirin to be nene meyoiroi. No, bepoil it has to be Yausu Mamish. And how much shimush, how much light, how close does he have to be in order that it should be considered Yausu? Vekama oma ulo kedei sheyakir bein iser lepundyen. If he would have two coins and he'd be able to tell the difference between these two coins, so one needs a pretty strong light to differentiate between these two coins. Chizki oma kedei sheyakir bein meluzme shel tverye lemeluzme shel tzipori. Other rishonim learned that this is also a type of a coin. Perhaps it's more difficult to differentiate between these two coins. And Rashi says, Yerusu mamish oimed besomuch, vekamu utzorech liyos besomuch, meluzma mishkol. Now, we paskin according to this day that we need Yerusu mamish. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas avdole, if someone is being meitzi the oilem with boire meyore ha'ish, and the place where he's standing, he wouldn't be nene, so he's not yaitza with the bracha. So lemaise, either he has to make sure to go close bishas the bracha, or else he should make his own bracha after the havdalah. Now there's also a machlokes harishonim, if we need yo'usu mamish, if yo'usu mamish means that he has to stand close enough that if he wants to be mishtamish, he could be mishtamish. But bepoil, he doesn't have to be mishtamish. It could be that's the lashon of Rashi also. Yo'usu mamish oimed besamuch. I mean, that's enough. He should be oimed besamuch. He should be able to be yo'usu mamish. But bepoil, he doesn't have to bepoil be mishtamish. Chazal is just telling us a shir bein isa lepunyin, that's how close he has to be. But bepoil, he doesn't have to do anything. That's the shita saraivit. The balamoyo wants to say that bepoil, you also should be mishtamish, midine. We feel zech, we're mishtamish. We don't paskin like the balamoyo, we pask mikadin like the raivit. That it's, if it's roy to be mishtamish, to as chib of mitzvah, we're mishtamish with the oil. And the minika oilam is, usually my tzoy Shabbos, a person doesn't have any coins in his pocket, so that to assure that he's close enough for that shimush. So we are mistakel b'tziponayim, and if it is light enough to differentiate between where the tziponayim ends and the basel starts, so that's equivalent to this birur of bein isa lepudyin or bein meluzme shel tveri meluzme shel tzipori. The Rishonim tell us reasons why they were dafke boicher the inyan of istaklus betziponayim. There's a very interesting Meiri. The Meiri says that he brings, in the Medrash it says that before the chet of Adam Arishin, his whole body was covered with a tziponayim. He wasn't orum mamish, he was covered with a tziponayim. After the chet, hivshitu mimenu. So he lost this kisi of tziponayim, v'loi hisha mimenu ela b'roshei etzboisov. That remained. Uchshenivra ha'oir b'maitzoi Shabbos, maitzoi Shabbos nistakul boy. So he looked, some he had a very busy Shabbos. He didn't have time. It's very interesting because it was light the whole Shabbos, but there was a very hectic Erev Shabbos, and Mistama, the first Shabbos was also very hectic. Abu Meitzoi Shabbos is Nistakel boy. And he saw there was left over the Tziponayim. That means the levush of Koidem Achet, he still had a shirayim from the levush of Koidem Achet, v'somach. So memele, that means, he's in ganzen nicht abgefragt. There's still left over, there's something still mekusher to him from the matzav of Koidem Achet. He can look into the tziponayim and remember the pleasant past that he was zeichet there. U'mitoich kach nogul istakul b'tzipoyren. So that's the mistama, the simcha of right after the vaynofash, after the atzvus of the person spears by Meitzoi Shabbos al koponim, one should look at, they still have the tziponayim, we still have a chelik of the levush of Adam Arishin Kaidam Achet. That's the beer of the Meiri. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, say that the tziponayim are something which always grow. In Gidol is a simen broche, and therefore nogul is takel bam le simen toiv bachnosos haShabbos. That's a second beer. That what we mentioned before, that you don't need shimush mamish, the Ravid bin Zaraya from Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda kosh ilu machnis le soichei kisim v'deilekes me'eleo. It would seem that you don't have to, gecholim loicheshes are sufficient, even though you did not put a kisim. But since they're bekoyach, shilamach esloich and kisim and delekes melel, so that is sufficient already. So bepoil, as long as you're in a matziv, that you could be nene, you're close enough, that is sufficient. Rav Yehuda mevorech adevei ade daila. Rav Yehuda used to look out of his window, and he had a shochen ade daila, and he looked through his window, and he saw the nair, and he made a broche, boirei me'oirei ha'ish. That's how he made his broche. Rav Yehuda l'shitosei, Rav Yehuda holds, you don't have to be nene, Rav Yehuda marav, you don't have to be nene bepoil. as long as it's the ner bim kaimai is going to be nene, so even though I can't be nene, it's also sufficient. Yet the Mishnah Berurah asks, he looked through the window, Lachayr will be a raya to the Rashba. The Rashba says Ashoshis is good. Lachayr, so he says, no, they opened the window. They didn't have a glass window there. They opened the window, so he looks straight through. It's not raya that there was a glass window, so we don't have a raya to the Rashba. Rove mevorech adevei gurye bar chome. Rove disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rava holds that Yachi Yusaloi Re Mamish. So Rava Baruch Hashem had a close neighbor. So Mamish, he just opened up the window. He was able to be Nene Me'oirei from the way Gurye Bar Chome. Now, Bayim Mavorich had the way Bar Avua. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Mechazrin Al Ha'oir, Kederech Shemechazrin Al Ha'mitzvahs. That even though there's a Indian to make a Boire Me'oirei Ha'esh, because the oir was Bashafen, Sabichas HaShvach, because the oir was Bashafen Meitzoi Shabbos, but there's no Indian to be Mahadar afterwards, like you're Mahadar on other mitzvahs. If you find it, it's good. If you don't have it, Ein Mechazrin. The Rishonim say, Hu Adin Psomim is also the same halacha, that if he has psalmim, is good, but there's no chiyuv to be mahada. Omar Rab Zeire Meireish have a madarna. In the beginning, I used to search for a ner in order to be able to make boire meyore yaish. Kiven de shaman lohod Rab Yehuda marav ano nami loy mahadarna. But since I heard this memra, I'm not mahada. Eli miklali memele mevorichne. Between you and me, I really don't understand why this maimer is necessary. Rab Zeira said he was mahadar in the beginning, and when he heard Rabbi Yehuda Marav says you don't have to be mahadar, so I mean, sabush teitoch though. I was thinking perhaps Eir is telling us a chiddush that 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if a person was noyig, they're speaking about a minig shal iser. Because he was under the impression it was also, and later he found out that it was a tois, so he does not have to make a hatoras nedorim. So it could be that's the chiddush over here. Mereish have a madarna. So he was noyik, so lochay should have a din of a minig shal mitzvah. But kivin the shaman od rab yudah marab, anami loy madarna. So I stop. It doesn't say he was mater nedorov. Because you don't need a, the whole thing was, I was under the impression there was a hiddur, now I found out there's no hiddur, so I know nami loy madarna, ali mikla li memela mevorichne. Or else I really don't understand what the chiddush is. Why is this whole memra necessary? The Mishnah we hear a machloikis, beishamei and beishilu, misha ochal v'shochach, v'loi birech. A person was ochal and he forgot to bench birchas hamozeh, and he left. Beishamei oimrim yarze limkoimai v'yevorech. He should go back and bench. Beishilul oimrim yevorech b'mokim shenizkar. He's permitted to make the broche b'mokim shenizkar. Omar Rav Zvid v'itaymer Rav Dimi bar Abe machloikes b'shochach. That what Beis Hillel says, he's not mechuyev to go back. That is dafke if he left the mokem achile through shikche. He forgot the bench. Now he's someplace else. So then he's not mechuyev to go back. Avo b'meizid divrei hakel yagzelim koimoy. Let us go one step further. We should know the halachas. Lachatchile, the halacha is that one should bench bimkoimoi. That's for sure. That no one dings it. And what is the translation of mekoimoi? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that if it is a tremendous room, and he ate in one corner, he's permitted to bench in the other corner. If it's one room, afulo ein roya mekoimoi. Because that's called mekoimoi. If the mokim is mukif mechitzais, it's under, surrounded by mechitzais, it's one room, so memele, afilu, one corner to the other corner is called mekoimai. to bench in a second room, that it's only permitted if he can see from where he is benching Mekaymai Harishin. Then he's permitted to bench in the second room. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Bishas Adchak, if he had in Zinin, Bishas the Broche, that when he made a moitzi, that he's going to be Mevorech Becheder Acher, maybe, even though he is unable to see from the Cheder Acher, Yesh Lahokul Bishas Adchak. So this is only the Lechatchila Dikedin, that one should be Mevorech Bim Koimoy. Now, before we go further, the Machlekes Beishami and Beishilu, with what foods are we speaking about? Lahaloche, we are speaking about either Lechem, or Heimine Dogon, Mezainis, have a din of pas, that has all the dinim that lachatchila shibim mevorich bim koimai. Lachatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, since there's a shitas harishonim, that the shivas aminim also is mechayiv abroche bim koimai, so therefore by the shivas aminim lachatchila, one should be mevorich bim koimai. So now we have, that is the halacha. Now we are speaking about that Lamaisa, he left the mokim. He's in a different place now. So now we have here the machlokes Beishami and Beishilu. He's a mechuyev to go back. Beishami says you're mechuyev to go back. And Beishilu says you're not mechuyev to go back. So that, Avdimi Barabe says machlokes Beishochach. This is only speaking about if he forgot. That means that what he left the mokim was to Ashkoge. Didn't realize he forgot the bench, and now he's someplace else. So he's not mechuyev to go back. That's what Beis Hillel said. Avol b'meizid, divrei hakel, yachzer l'mkoymai, afilu according to Beis Hillel, v'yivorech. So the Gemara asks, pshite, what is the chiddush of Rav Zvid? The Mishnah says like this, v'shochach t'nan, the Mishnah says, misha ochal v'shochach, so Beis Hillel says, yivorech b'mkoymai. So the Gemara says, "Mao the Taimu who adin afilu b'meizit could be b'meizit also. It's yivorech b'mkoyma. V'hai diktoni v'shochach le'diyacha koychan de beishamai. That according to beishamai afilu b'shochach, you also am mechuyev to go back. Kamash malon. No, that he's telling me that afilu in beis hillel it's davke v'shochach and not hisit. There's a big machlokes." Harishainim, if we paskin like Beis Shammai, or we paskin like Beis Hillel. Taisa said before, Bekula pirkin alochik e Beis Hillel bar meho, Taisa seems to hold we paskin like Beis Shammai in this din also. Other paiskim hold we paskin like Beis Hillel. But the Psalms want to bring a raya that we paskin like Beis Shammai because the Gemoy Rahav mina chapton v'shochach lo diyacho koichon de Beis Shammai. Why do you have to know koichon de Beis Shammai? Beishami bebokim beisilu leinem mishnah. It's a chiddush the chumra of Beishami. We don't paskin like Beishami. So I think the Tzlach wants to say that fakert, here would be a shtikul raya that we paskin like Beishami. So meila, I would think that the whole v'shochach is only alibi de Beishami. So the Teretz is no, afil alibi de Beishilu. Amulem Beishami le Beishilu. Kamashma, Tanya. Amulem Beishilu le Beishami. Le divreichem. And you're saying, Amoira dike chumre, misha ochal beroish habira, someone ate on top of the Empire State Building, v'shochach, v'yorad, v'loi berech, yachzel beroish habira, so he has to go all the way up again to the bench, that's Amoira dike chumre, v'yivorech, omlem beishami le beishilu, le divreiche, misha shochach, arniki beroish habira, lo yale v'yitleno, from arniki, you also say, I had to go up, l'kovid atzmei hu oile, Kavod Shemayim loy kolshkein. So that's a Kavod Shemayim that Achila should, that the Brocha should be b'mokim Achila. Hanu trei Talmidi, chad Ovid v'shoigi kebei Shamay, v'ashkech arneke de David. One of them was b'shoigi, so even though me'iker adin l'chayri could do like Beisilu, according to those apostles like Beisilu, but he did like Beis Shamay. Ashkach Arnike de Dave, he went back and he found an Arnike de Dave. He found a beitel with gold in it. Vachad Ovid b'meizid, kibeis hilu, v'ochlei aryeh. And one was bemezit ki beisilu v'ochle aye. Now, what is pshat the ovid bemezit ki beisilu? We just learned before that afilu according to beisilu that stafke b'sheigig bemezit bemezit the halachas even beisilu holds yarzalim kaimis. What shat ovid bemezit ki beisilu? So the Goin says this is the Rambam brought a raya from this gemara. The Rambam paskos like Beis Hillel, and the Rambam says, according to Beis Hillel, if b'diyevet he benched chutz mimkaymoi b'diyevet it patos. And the makor of the Rambam is this gemara: Chad Ovid b'mezid ki Beis Hillel. He says it goes b'hadroge. Beis Hillel holds b'mezid he's mechuyev to return, but b'diyevet if he bench aloy b'mkaymoi, the Bichas Amozin will help. That's the title. B'mezit ki Beisil. According to Beis Shammai, he's not Yoitze Bichas Amozin, a filo b'diyevet. V'och le'aryeh. Well, l'maise, he was nenesh. That doesn't have to do with halach. It seems the Rambam wasn't the spoil from the och le'aryeh. Avol kaponim, he did an avle, but not from the shailas in the stomach. If the einish was for going b'mezid or for benching there. Kaponim, the Rambam held, Aloche, the benching is a benching. Och la'ariye was mistame for a different cheshben, but not for the Bichas Amozen, even though it seems the Ariye came while he was in the middle of benching. Rabbe Bar Bachone have ka'ozel b'shayrosa. He was going together with a shayor. Ochal v'ishtali v'loy borech. He ate and he forgot and he didn't bench. And they went further already. So he had a tremendous problem. Oma, eichi abit. I amin elohu an shoy levorech. If I'll tell them I forgot to bench. Omri li, so they'll tell me borech. Kol eiche de mevoches l'rachmone. Mevoches. Wherever you are, you can the bench lom is all over. So memela, they won't listen to me. They won't wait for me. Mutev da amin elohu an shoy yayne de dave. Would be better if I'll tell them that I forgot golden yayne. That I'll understand. I mean, Amalohu, Antarli dan shoy yayne de dave. Ozel a borich, va'ashkach yayne de dave. Itake found one. Umayishno yayne, why take, what's the inyan of a yayne? The mesili knesses Yisrael li yayne. Tachsiv, kanfe yayna, nechbo ba'kesef, evrise birakrak chorot. Ma yoina eina nitzoiles ela biknofeo, af Yisrael einam nitzoilen ela bimitzvus. Zogt Rashi, chad ovad b'shoigi ke b'shamay, af al pi sheshogak, v'nekar min hamokem ayidei shikcho, hechmir al atzmai ke b'shamay, v'choza lemokem she'ochal u'beirich. Rashi by Stois, not like Stois, not from here, Zarai, we paskin like Beis Shammai, that, no, there's an inyan, lahachmer alatz meke Beis Shammai, because of all it, Beisil is only saying, meiker adin, one is permitted to be mevorach bekoimer, but the zicha ahidah, lachzer, to the mokim sheochal. Chad ovid bemezid, nekar mi mokim sheochal bemezid, kdei levorach bemokim acher, shehutzrach leilech. And shoy yoyne de dava, shachachti yoyne shal zov. Yoyne eine nitzoyles ele biknofeho, oi beirachas, oi nilchemes beroshi agape. That is the hatzole of the yoyne. Ad eimosai, the Mishnah says further that if a person forgot to bench, ad mosai mevorech, at kidei she is akel hamozin shebemeyev. That one can bench kozman, the mozin did not become digested yet, he can still be mevor. Omar Rav Yochanan, how does one, here we have to say beichsvoris, I mean, was weiss, was tutzach do, how does one know if it's yonis akel or nishnis akel? Omar Rav Yochanan, kozman she'ein erov. That means if he's not hungry, so that means that the food has not yet started to digest. The Mefoshim say when he starts getting hungry, so that's the Hascholos HaEikol. But that's, so then from the Hascholos HaEikol, one is not permitted to bench. But Kolzman She'enei Rov, that is sufficient. V'Reish Lakish Amar Kolzman She'yitzmo Machmas Achilosai. That it seems the achila makes him thirsty. So Memele calls man, this thirst is, he's still thirsty from the achila, that's a raya that it wasn't nisakal yet. Amale, Rav Yemer, it seems when it becomes nisakal, then he doesn't become thirsty. The achila brings samoy. So here, amachloikis Rav Yechon Reish Lakish, the Mefarshim say this man of Rav Yochanan is more than the Zman of Reish Lakish. Amalei Rav Yemer Bashlam Yelamar Zutre, Vomri lo Rav Yemer Bashezvi Lamar Zutre, Mi Amar Reish Lakish Hochi. Did Reish Lakish say that the Zman of Ikol is, Atshe Yitzma? Vomar Rav Ami Amar Reish Lakish, Kamoshir Ikol, Kedei Lahaloich Arba Milim. That the shir equal is 72 minutes. And here you have a shir of kozman sheyitzma machmas achilosa. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, kan ba'achila merube, kan ba'achila muetes. So now we have here a machlekes orishainim shat in the Gemara. Rashi says, achila merube, ba'achila merube is dalet milin. So according to Rashi, so more than Dalet Milim, that means if 72 minutes have passed already and one did not bench, so it's far fallen. That's by Achila Merube. And Achila Mu'etes, there's the Shir of Atshe Yitzmo. That's Shitas Rashi. Let us see Toisvis. By Achila Merube, Dalet Milim, Kach Perish Rashi. V'li Nired is there Mu'et Yoisa me Achila Mu'etes. That is too small a shir. Al nir leforish ipche. Achila merube kozman shu tzome. The ain shom kitzva al muet dalet milim. So, laloche we paskin like Taisvis, and laloche we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so, if there was an achila merube means that b'shas achila, he satisfied himself from whatever he was eating. He was eating peiris, so he had enough of the achilas peiris. He was eating pas, he had enough of the achilas pas. He was satisfied after the achila. So then the shir ikul will only start when he starts becoming hungry. So then that when he starts feeling hungry, then he realizes that the shir ikul started. Kozman, he's not hungry, so he's permitted to bench, or to make a brocha chayne. That is by achila merube. And achila mu'etes means, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, he wasn't satisfied the first time. He just had a little bit. He would prefer to have more. So memele, so the ra'ovain is no simin, because he never became zat from the thing he was eating. So then there's a machlokes harishayim. Other rishayim hold that is fafalet. This chilek of Reish Lakish that 72 minutes is also a guideline. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of the shia. That's how others learn. The Mishnah Berurah paskens lahaloche that fakert that we see Rabbi Yochanan was a greater makel than Reish Lakish, because in the shia, by Achila Merube, Rabbi Yochanan was Marchiv the Shir. Kozman Sheinei Rov is more than Kozman Sheyitzma. Is Memele, so he says, so if according to Reish Lakish, 72 minutes is sufficient, according to Rabbi Yochanan, 72 minutes is also sufficient. So if a person ate a small amount, he can still make a Brocha Choyne till 72 minutes from the Achila. The Mishnah Berurah brings down lahaloche that what is if a person is eating a suda gedoyle and b'shas the hascholas achila of pas he zicha would be hungry, but the suda was nimshech a few hours and he was eating other things, eating, drinking. So the Mishnah Berurah says that is not considered that even though Zicha, the pas was Zicha Nis'akul, from the time he ate pas till the time he benched, Afal Pikain, since the Suda was still Nimshach, one can still make Birchas Hamotzi. Though even in Lomdes Lecheira it's very difficult to understand, because the Birchas Hamozin one makes on the pas, and the pas was Nis'akul, all the other things which are a chelik of the Suda is, it's very good, it's a chelik of the Suda, it's niftar al yedei apas. Bal koponim, mehechiteishi, he's allowed to bench. The benching lecheir is only on the pas, and all these things are tfeilim to the pas. Al koponim, it would seem that, since lamaisi he's not hungry, so it's still considered, b'kitzah, he can still make a, it could still be mevorech bichas amozoin, and achilas apas, which was eaten, already there was a zman equal from the Achilles Apas. Bolehem Yayin, that was one chalik. Yeah. Now we had in the Mishnah as follows. In the Mishnah we had the inyan of making broches. Ba'oinen omein acha Yisrael. Yeah. Ba'oinen omein acha Yisrael amavorech, ba'oinen omein acha kusi amavorech at sheyishma kol abroche kula. By a kusi you have to hear the complete broche, and by a Yisrael you do not have to hear the complete broche. Now before we go to the sugya, this kedai to understand that there's a machloikis or ishainim between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Oinen omen acha Yisrael hamevorech. So Rashi says, Afilu loishoma elo seif broche. If Afilu one only heard the end of the broche, one can answer omen. Avaloi la'acha kusi, if he heard the end of the broche, boire pri adoma, one cannot answer omen. Shema beirech lahagrizim, who knows what the bracha was, so one is not permitted to answer amen. But by a yid, as long as he heard the seif bracha, it is sufficient. The Rosh, when the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoine, when they bring down our Mishnah, so they say as follows, yeah, it's in the middle of Oisei in the Rosh. Ve'einen oman acha Yisrael ha-mevorech, ve'einen oman acha akum ha-mevorech, ad she'yishmas kol ha-broche, aval acha Yisrael, af al pi she'loi shomas kol ha-broche, kiven she'shoma she'hisker ha-shem, oinen acha v'omein. Since he heard it was Hisker Hashem, Oinim Achav Omein. Avol Akum, Afo Pishe Shoma Askores Hashem, Kivin Shloi Shoma Kol Abroche, Chayshinon, Shemo Kivin Lavidis Kachov. Yeah, fine. So the Rosh says, we have Yamach Loikis, the Rosh and Rashi. Rashi said that he heard the end of the Broche. And the Rosh says he heard the Askores Hashem. Very interesting. The Bir Aloche Mutzitzich, he really doesn't understand the Rosh, because we had before in the sugya of Omen Yisayme, one of the Perushim of Omen Yisayme means that a person is answering Omen, and he's not aware which broch he's answering on. That's called an Omen Yisayme, and that is not permitted. So the Rishayim ask a kash in Alexandria. There was a tremendous shul, they were unable to hear the mevorech, so they had flags, so when the shots ended a broch, they waved the flag, and everyone answered amen. So the Rishayim ask Akashim, why isn't that considered an amen yisayim? They didn't hear the broch. So the Rishayim answer, the whole chesaron of an amen yisayim is, he's unaware of which broch he's answering amen. But if he knows which broch he's answering amen, somebody can answer amen even though he didn't hear a thing. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, so what is Pshat in this Rosh? You have to hear the Shem. All of a sudden you have to hear the Shem. Bishloime, that what Rashi says, you have to hear the end of the bracha, because Rashi is speaking about not an osandri. I don't know what bracha he's saying. So Mamela, you have to hear the end of the bracha in order to know what bracha he's saying, in order to hear, that's oinin omen acha Yisrael. You have to hear the end of the bracha, you have to know what bracha he's saying. If you'll know without that, you wouldn't have to hear that either. But Rashi doesn't want to go into a complicated seer. So Rashi says that he heard the end of the bracha. But the Rosh has a person new din, you have to hear the Shem. What kind of din is this? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to be mechadish. He's mesupik if this is true, but he wants to be mechadish according to the Shitas HaRosh as follows. That be'emesin, there are two dinim. There's one din, there's a chiyuv to answer amen. And with the chiyuv to answer amen is if one hears a bracha, even though he's not yoitza with the bracha, there's a chiyuv to answer amen. That chiyuv we learn out from a posik, ki shem Hashem ekra hovu goydel alakeinu. So the Bir Halacha wants to say that's dafka if you hear the shem Hashem. Then there's a chiyuv. By Alexandria, you're permitted to answer amen. It's not considered an amen yisayme, but there's no chiyuv. And it seems the Rosh learned Pshat in the Mishnah, Va'oinin Omen Acha Yisrael, to tell us there's a Chiev to answer Omen. A Chiev, therefore the Rosh said, the Rosh held the Chiev only applies when there was, when he heard the Askoras Hashem. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra Ovo Goydel Elokein. That is Va'oinin Omen Acha Yisrael. Lemeimer, but by Yakusi you have to hear the whole Broch. Lemeimer the Yisrael, Aval complete Broch, no, we're not speaking about that he wants to be yoitza with the bracha. Here we're speaking about the din, either the chiyuv or the halacha that one should answer amen. So if he hears from a yid, even though the safe bracha or the with askoras Hashem, he answers on. Chenomar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravue, Bishaloi Ochalimo. Omalei Rav Lechia Brei. Bri, Chatoi for Barich. If you can chapa rein to be a mevorech, it's gewaldig. V'chein omar Rav Huna l'rabba brei, chatoifu berich, chapa rein. L'memre, de mevorech odif mimam da'oni omek. So it comes out, he told them chatoifu berich, that means if you have an alternative, you should be the mezamin, and the others will answer omen, or someone else will be the mezamin, you'll answer omen, chapa rein to be the mezamin, be the mevorech. Frag die Gemorre, was an ihr Rabbi Yossi oimer, Godel ha oine omein Yossi min am Avorech. Rabbi Yossi says, verkehrt, it is a greater inyan to answer omein than to make a broche. Omele Rab Neroi, Hashemayim keinu. Rab Neroi gave a shvur, it is that way. Teida, sharei gulayrin yordim umizgarin bemulchome, vegiboyrim yordim umenatzrin. So, what's the raya from Gulayrin? That means that there were, when a Melchama started, there were two types of soldiers. There were ones that started misgarin the Melchama, but the Gemara Melchama, those who were goyme the Melchama, that's kibayrim yerdim umenatzrin. So, the Iker is the Gemar. So, the same thing, the Omein is the Gemar of the Brochet. That means the Haskome, that it is that way, that is the gemar of the broche. I mean, we had learned before the fakerte, the mevorech, chatchila should hear the omein from the oine. There's a svori, he should be mechabim to be meitzim, he's yaitzim with the omein. So fakerte, the broche becomes nigmar through the omein. So fakerte, it's better to be an oine than a mevorech. So the gemar says it's a machloikis tanoim. Tanoihi. The sign yechad a mavorich vechad oina omein b'mashme elashem amarim la mavorich yoiser mina oina omein. So we see, so this Taka Rab Yosi holds oina omein is better, but we hold, you see, there's another Tana that holds hamavorich is better. The schar one the shemar mavorich yoiser mina oina omein. Bo minei Shmuel meirav mau lanis omein achar tinoike shol beis rabo. What is the halacha? Is one permitted to answer omein achat inoike shol beis chaban on the brachas that they make? Omalei achat hakel oinin omein. You answer omein after every bracha. Chutz mitinoike shol beis chaban. is before we'll go into the union of Tinoike Shal Beis Rabban, there's a very interesting machloikes harishonim, and there's a dig from Achar HaKoil Oinin Omein. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine, that is daf. Daf Mem Amed Aleph. It's the Dibur HaMaschil Kol Zman. And it's the middle of that shtickel Be'emtza Dvoro V'yesh Oimre. Now, the Mishnah says that by a kusi you only answer amen if you hear the complete bracha. V'yesh oimrim, so the Rabbeinu Yoine says the davka la kusi oinin amen kishe shemeya kol habracha. That's what the Mishnah says. Aval achar hanochi, we see the kusim bizman chazal, they were mizamnim ala kusim, they were geriemes. So on a kusi, you don't know if he said the whole bracha, he answer amen. Aval achar hanochi ein oinin omen klal, the vade einin miskaven elo labay de zore. And so even though you hear the complete broche, but when he says the shem adnos, he hot an andere ordnance in it. Va'achshav kivin shekvar gozor al akusim vasum nochim gemurim, afil lo yishma kol ha-broche mipiv eine oine achar vomin. You do not answer omen after akusi, because now they're like goyim. That's the first yeshem. V'nire le'moiri hara. And the Rabbeinu Yoine said, no, shafilu achar hanochi oinin omein. Why? Kivin she'shemeya kol ha'broche mipiv, we hear the complete broche, shema'achim she'onu shemim she'mevoich al ha'dover la'shem, if he's making a broche la'shem, af al pi shuhu eini yidoye ma'hu ha'shem. He doesn't know what is ha'shem. That's what he thinks. He's making a broche, the nusach is Lashem, Ladoin HaKoil, and he thinks that Ladoin HaKoil is his Avedizore. Afilu hochi, kibin shekavonosai Lashem. Va'on, and he's a little mistaken who the Shem is. Va'onu shaymim kol habroche mipiv, oinin omein achrov. So Memela, one can make a broche, So Vainin broche, Vakusi bizman hazek, Mainochi, Dine, Vainin achavom, Kshmek ol broche mipiv, Mevi raya mi Yerushalmi, Negasinen hosem, Rabrech yomar, Ani oine omen ache kol amabrochim, Shemshenema boruch tiye mikol amim. The mashma fula ache sharu umay, so ye oine omen, Neshe kadish boruchu, hu befi kol umayz. Baba Pishayna Makira Moisai. Kivin Shemishtabchim, Shikivin Shemachshavtam Lavoichas Hashem, Va'onu Shoimim Kol Abrochem Ipiyem Oinen Omen Achei. Kainira Milishne de Breise, de Sanya Acher HaKoil Oinen Omen. The Breise says you say Omen after everyone. Elotinoikis. Lamir Talotinoikis Vishashim Islamdim, Shein Kavanosan Lashem Klal. So Kaponim na Lalochi we paskin like this, that if you have broche from a guy said the whole broche, one can answer amen. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Now we'll come to Tinoikis. Chutz mi Tinoikis shal beis rabo. Hoyel ul islamed asuyim. Since they're doing it le islamed, so memele, so you don't answer omen. Vahani mili b'deloi idon miftarayu. Avo b'idon miftarayu oinen. Now, before we'll see Rashi's pshat, I'd like to tell you the poshet pshat, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Raivitz pshat. The Rashi and the Raivit. The Raivit says that the Gemara means as follows. Tinaiki shol beis rabban, oil islamid asuyin, that means they used to learn with them in cheder, that when you eat bread, you make baruch, haton, you say with them the broch, and they say afterwards, and they say the shem, and alekeinu, and there's no shalom, eitz shem, shemayim levatole, you chazer ayin, you jewel with them, the nusach habroche, and you say that the whole nusach, hameitzi lachem in ha'oretz, and if someone is passing by, and he hears very sweetly how the children are saying the broche, chas v'shom, he shouldn't answer amen, because that's not a broche, that's limud, that's a limud, how to say the broche, that's not a broche, so one should not answer amen. That's when they're learning. Oil of Islam is the sun, it's not a broche. But be either mifterinu, be shoshemevolchim lifter atzman alachilosa. But when they're eating, they make a very now old children together, they make a lot of brocha, maitzilachim in oritz, then you answer amen. The brocha rishayne, the bichas amozain, then you answer amen. That's what the Rashba says. And the Rashba, and the Yisoda is a Raivit. And the Raivit is Moisif, a few words. The Raivit says, afal pi, she'einai elo lechinuch, even though it's lechinuch, when they make a broche, the mikol mokem chinuch mitzvahi. And let us appreciate the kash a little better. The Ritva speaks out what the kash is. For afal pi, she'ein lohem chiyuv, elo she'aviyem mechancham. So the Ritva touches a sore point over here. There's a tremendous machlokes harishonim. The mitzvah of chinuch. Who is the mitzvah? Who is the mitzvah of chinuch mutl? Rashi shita, and we see the Ritva shita is that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father. The kids shouldn't be lumped in, they should know about it, but be between you and me, according to Rashi and the Ritva, they're not mechuyev to do anything. There's no mitzvah of chinuch on them. They don't have to make any brochas whatsoever. The father's mechuyev to make sure that they make brochas. That's the father's chiyev. There's no chiyev on them. Shitas ha-taisves is that the chiyev is mutal on the ketanim also. Igil l'chinuch, they're mechuyev. So the Ritva touched a sore point over here. He's making a broche. It's still not a broche. He's not mechuyev in broches. It's vital learning. It's still called learning. You know, the father's teaching him, when you eat bread, you make a broche. The Rebbe taught him the nusach, and the father's teaching him, you say this nusach when you eat bread. Aber Koponim, it's weiter not a broche. So, no, the Raivit said no. The Raivit said that, you can answer Omen. That is Shitas HaRaivit, Farajbe, and the Ritve. Now we'll understand why Rashi had a problem over here. It seems Rashi did not hold of this Chiddush, especially Rashi Shitas Taka that the Chiyav Chinuch is, the Chiyav Chinuch is on the father, not on the Tinnik. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Achatinoikis, Ishkshalindim broches mi pirabon, you don't answer amen. Hoyel lislamid asuyin, she'ein miskavnin levorech elo lelamid. So Rashi says here, alumdis, there's no kavona levorech elo lelamid. So if Rashi is speaking about and not eating any bread, so what's that Rashi saying? She'ein miskaven levorech elo. There's no broche period. They're not miskaven levorech. They're not levorech. So vaystais Rashi l'shita say holds because when they're eating bread, it's also lelamid, not levorech. They're not mechuyev to make broche. There's no chiyev broche whatsoever. So memela, whatever they're doing is learning. They're learning by the Rebbe. They learn how to make the broche. And the father tells them when to make the bracha, but everything is learning. There's no bracha, so therefore you don't answer amen. Avol be'idon miftarayu, k'sha'oimrim av teire, emevolchim bat teire benovi, oinin achayim amen. When by that they say the oile le teire, then you answer amen. What is pshat in this? Could be, Pshat is, the Poshet of Pshat is because a cotton is oil aluminium shiva. So it seems that a cotton has a shaykhis to birchas ha-toyre. But perhaps we could be mamtik a little this Rashi. There's a vote that the Briskerov brings from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim said that even though noshim apoto milimud ha-toyre, noshim make birchas ha-toyre. So Rab Chaim explains why is this. Because he says, because birchas ha-toyre is not a broche on the chi of limud, nor the halacha is teire tzorich broche. That means when teire is said, a broche has to be said before the teire. That means the broche is not a birchas ha-mitzvahs, it's not a broche that since I'm doing a mitzvah of limud ha-teire, I have to make a broche on my mitzvah, because he says, noshim anam mechuyev in limud ha-teire. No, pshat is, teire tzriche broche, that pshat is when teire said, it has to be said with a broche milofonov. That's Napchaim Zachidish. About Al Koponim, the Torah that is gelaint in the Tzibur, that's Sichar Azoi. V'horai, a person made Birchas a Torah and they call him up, he makes again a broche. So Al Kochoch, the Torah that's Nikro B'Tzibur, that's, in order to be said, a broche has to be made on it. So it seems this is not totally in the Chiyuv. This is a Seder, how, if Torah said a broche has to be said. So this has a Torah's broche. Al Koponim, Lalocha, we don't paskin like Rashi. Lalocha, we paskin like the Ravid. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if a cotton shehigia lechinuch, one makes a broche. Now, this is a very touchy halacha. When is it considered higia lechinuch? How old does one have to be? If it's lo higia lechinuch, you have a klein yingel, you teach them to the 2 years old, the 3 years old, the machta broche, very good and well and fine. But don't answer amen on that broche, because that's lo higia lechinuch. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the prima godim. By lo higia lechinuch, one should not answer amen. Now, how old does one have to be in order to be called higia lechinuch? So I saw, it's a shrekliche Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, forgot already what he says. He says, go by a girl, he says, oops, that's 11 years old, he says, that's called, I forgot already the shiur. He says, I'm going to the kashir for a girl, says, in order to, in others, I'm a supik 6 or 7 is called higia lechinuch. But I once wanted to bring a raya that Al Kaponim 5 is also called higia lechinuch from a maise. The Levush, in the back of the Levush, the Sefer HaLevush, brings down a Maise that occurred with him. And the Maise is as follows, that he once, before he was Mekabel Rabbonus, he went to a city in Italy to learn Hilchis Ibar HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, which he wasn't too bakantin. He was learning by a Sfardish HaChocham Rav Avuev, and he was learning by him. Then once a small child that was 5 years old made a broche, and the levush was vertracht, and he did not answer amen on the broche. No, so the chochem, his rebbe, he was learning from, got very angry at him, and he put him in cheirem. He put him in nidui, and he was in nidui for 30 days. After 30 days, he asked the mechila, and the rebbe told him that the reason I put you in Nidui is mitoich gewaldik ave. Says, really, you're mechuyev misa? No, the Nidui is bemoke misa. I hope this will be mechaper on the oven. But he told him he'll only be mechaper the oven if he's mekabel on himself to tell over an incident that happened, it seems, a few hundred years before. He told him this maise is printed in the levush, amayradike maise. And the Maisa is as follows. There was once in a shtot, which was controlled by a goy, Sayne Yisrael, there was a psayid, a gewaldike Talmud Chocham, and he was ohuv by the Sar Ha'ir. And whenever the Yidin had tzoris, they always sent him, and he was always able to, the Sar was very much machshiv him and mechabit him, so Mamele, they took care of the tzoris. There was one time, again, the Tsar came up with a nugzere, so the Rosh Ha'ir came to this Chochem and told them, we're in business again, you have to go again to the Tsar. And he told them he didn't daven mincha yet. So they told him, listen, it's you have time to daven mincha, and this is Tzorche Tzibur, free is Lomados Aleidikin, and then you'll daven mincha, and he was masking. He came to the Tsar, and the Tsar was a Mekabalim, and Mamish, as a Chibir, why he came. And all of a sudden, a Latin Galach came, and he came to the Tsar, and he says he came from a faraway Mokim, and he wants to give a broche to the king, and he started giving a broche in Latin to the king. No, it's a Geitzer Hazayon de broche, and that, now the Schochem saw it's getting late, he didn't daven mincha yet, so the Mele goes to a winkel, and he davens in the middle of davening mincha, and all of a sudden the Galach ends his broche, and he says, in order that this broche should be in the sky, everyone should answer amen on the broche, and everyone answered amen. Then he pointed to that Yid over there in the corner, did he answer amen? So they said no. So all of a sudden, this galach made such a scene, shreklich. He says, I came from such a far away. And this bracha was mamish. If everyone would have answered, amen, it's mamish 100%, it would be niskayim. And because of this one, lamaise, it wasn't niskayim. Well, he was a good salesman, and the tsar got very angry at this chochem, and he killed him. He killed him after no, partik, and that was the end of the chochem al kaponim. The chochem had a talmud. The talmud was meirdik nishtaimim on the misa mishuna that occurred to this chochem, who was a ish mefusam letzadik. So he was mespalo to find out why he was nenash. Bekitzer, he came to him in a cholam, what Achsim says in the mice, maybe he saw him afilu, not in a cholam. He told him, once he did not answer omein on a broch of a cotton, so the einish was, mida keneged mida, that he once would like to answer omein, this kenish bashtein, the sar should be gebench, but won't be able to answer omein, and that was his einish. He was nenish because of this mice, so this chocham abu had told the levush, this is printed in the levush, that every 30 days he should tell over this mice. So al kaponim, but in the Maisa we see this was a child that was 5 years old. So al kaponim, if the levush stims with the primigodim says, lo yigi lechinuch, one is not permitted to say amen, and this was 5 years old, he was mechuyev to say amen. So al kaponim, vaistois, 5 years old is the shia that one answers amen. Tana rabbon, shemin ma'aki vesabroch adivir rabziloi. One should not bench if he did not, smear his hands with shemen. Rabbi Zivoy Oimer Eine Ma'akev. Rav Acho Oimer Shemen Toiv Ma'akev. Rav Zulamoy Oimer Kishem Shemezuim Posel Avoide. If a person is, a behem is mezuim, it's posel avoide. Kach Yadayim Mezuhamais, if hands are unclean, they're also psulais lebroche. Amar Rav Nachman Ba Yitzhak Ano Loi Ziloi, Veloi Zivoy, Veloi Zamoy Yadan. I don't know all these shittes, Elamas Nisi Yadan. I know a Bereise. Omar Rav Yudah Merav, Omir Lo Vemasnisa Tono, Vizkadishtem Eilu Mayim Rishonim, Vizem Kedoshim Eilu Mayim Achroinim, Ki Kodosh Ze Shemen, Ani Yesham Lakechem Zubroche, that what, that there's a chiyuv of Shemen and Mayim Achroinim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shemen Ma'aki Besabroche, Shemen Shayiragim Bohavi Besayif Hasude, Losoich Acher Hasude Si Yedaim Acher Mayim Achroinim Lahaver Azu Amosom. This was able to clean the hands. Makibes Abroche Sheoso Lizamein Ad Sheyuva. One is not permitted to make the broche till his hands gets clean. V'chein Lini Shemakib Broche Is Kol Dover Rabo Bikinu Achsude Sheoso Lochle Beroi Broche Ad Sheyischu. That everything that comes Bikinu Achsude Yeftem, that means any broche, not Zimun. If a person's hands are unclean, they're mizuim from the achile. Let's say he eats, maybe the melzuk minigav esteinu b'yadeinim es metahen. So memele, so his hands are mizuim. So he's not permitted to make a broche till yischu, till he cleans it. Shem and toiv shesh b'yisomim ma'akib es a broche l'mi sherogel boy. And Tosef says visim gdoishim elu mayim achoinim dafke lehem. Tosef speaks about the din of mayim achoinim shoyu regilim little yadeim acher asudim ibnei melech doimis. Avul onu shein melach daimis motzi beinenu bein onu regilum litol acher sude einen atilum akeves lonu levorich. Mir, so that's l'gabi mayim achoinim. There's also a machlekes today in Shulchan Aruch if it's negeh bizman hazeh. Miu, anoshim u'nogim regilum litol yedem acher sude. So there's a bezavadi lehem ma'akeves anatila levorich bichas amozin. The din of zuamo is totally in the person. If he's an istanis and it bothers him, he's not permitted to make a broche. But tzrichin litolas yedeim koidem birchas amozen.